I'm here today with Isabella, and she has her own boutique. It's called Isabel's Boutique, yes. And I was excited to get to know you a little bit better. Yeah. I know you're a mantra client and also an entrepreneur. And on this podcast, I'm trying to help our clients learn ways that they can help self-esteem or feeling good in their own skin outside of the studio. And I would love to hear more about what you do and about your boutique and your journey. Let's just start off just talking about mantra and how you found us.
Well, one of my friends, when I moved here 2 years ago now, 2.5 years ago, I was like, I love Pilates. I did a lot of hot Pilates before I moved in California. And then I was like, but I want to try something new. I'd never done a reformer before. And she's like, come to mantra. You're going to love it. It's going to look like when you walk by, it might look easy, but when you get on it, it's not going to be easy. And my first class, I loved it. And I've been doing it now. Honestly, I'd have to look back, but over a year. And I love it.
Well, that's awesome. It's so funny because a lot of times I hear people say, oh my God, it looks so scary. Like, what's that machine?
Yeah. And it's intimidating, I think. But like, you guys made it such an easy process to where it was perfect, just jumping right in. So that always matters the most. The coaches were great. So that makes it easy.
Hearing that. And I guess my question is to you too. I know you're a female entrepreneur, which I think is amazing. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned to me, you come in a lot of times early in the morning and get your workout in early. Like, how do you feel about like being a business owner and at the same time fitting in your workout?
I think it's important to plan. I really plan my days either the night before or the week before, but getting my workout in is so important, like walk, mantra, just so I move, because I think everyone is so busy and you get distracted, but having that set time of even just an hour for your workout is so. When I first opened the store, there was a few weeks where I didn't really work out just because everything was so hectic, but I was like, I can't keep doing that. Just your mind's not right. So it's just a time for you. So that was something I make sure I do every single day, whether it's a walk or mantra, is just getting up, going. I think it's good for the mind, the body. I always love that mantra. They say like, this is your time.
Right.
I think we all need that, especially when working with people all day. You kind of need your little bit of you time. So it's important to me every single day.
And I do love the mantras. I love how we've been incorporating the mantras and set intentions before they start the workout.
Exactly. Yeah. Because then someone will say and kind of talk about it. And then you think about it the whole time and you're like, okay, how can I incorporate that too into my life and into my routine? I like that.
Balancing your working out with also balancing a business. Mm-hmm. And I was intrigued when I saw what you did and how you balance that part of your life. But in addition, just the services that you're offering for women, when I see your boutique and how you started it, I was really fascinated and hoping you'd be able to give us some like tips and some tricks to stylizing our wardrobe, maybe even to when we travel. How did you start your boutique? Where did the idea come from?
Well, so I've always been in fashion ever since I was 15. And even before that, it's always been something I love. I love to go in stores, see all the clothes and see a ton of different clothes. So I've always loved to buy, shop. When I moved to Sarasota, I saw the opening in the market for another boutique. I wanted to bring brands in from Australia, Brazil, things maybe you see online or maybe you've never even seen. I mean, classic silhouettes and pieces that were timeless. So yes, you were investing in a nice product, but you knew you were going to keep it for 10 plus years and really wear it and be able to style it a bunch of different ways. I wanted a really luxury interior. When you go in and shop, you feel comfortable at home. Mm-hmm. I wanted a comfortable, easy environment. You can walk in, low stress. If you want help, we are here to help. And I love to help style, but sometimes you want to go in and browse and you can do that too.
I love what you were saying about confidence. I think when you're dressed or you have like a key piece or key pieces in our wardrobes, we just feel really good in. It really helps build confidence. I love that you are helping clients feel that confidence in themselves.
It makes your day feel so much better. I wanted to help people everywhere and build a community where people felt like they could just message you and just be like, hey, I need help with this. Like, they don't have to be buying anything. They can message, ask a question, and get styled. I can work in person in Sarasota, but also be online to work with anyone from anywhere.
Tell me more about your journey starting the store. You loved fashion, so that was a passion for you, obviously. Yeah. Then why Isabella and why here in Sarasota?
I just always knew I wanted, well, I studied marketing. Mm-hmm. So that was just always kind of my background with fashion. And then my whole family is entrepreneurs. And when I moved here, I knew Sarasota was the place. I wanted to really bring something to the community and meet people and work with people and feel like I was making a difference. Everything is so online based, which I love. I love the podcast, the social media, but it's nice to have both aspects. Whereas Mantra, it's the same thing. You know, you have the in-person, you also have your social media. So it's, you get to help people from everywhere.
I love making people comfortable when you walk in the studio to have that feeling. Oh my gosh, I'm here and I belong here.
Like I'm not uncomfortable.
Really comfortable. Yeah. No one's looking at me. I'm here to be able to focus on me and feel good about myself and get stronger.
Because it's important when you have that environment where it's comfortable and people are nice. It makes all the difference. I love when people like say hi, you know, and just little conversations make everything a lot less.
Tell me more about the store, the boutique experience. You're on Main Street, right?
Yeah. So right on Main Street. I always say it's the heart of downtown. It's in a modern building, which the aesthetic of the store is pretty modern, but warm with all the woods. So I think that the way something looks is always like your first impression when you walk into a place. So I wanted it to just feel aesthetic and feel comfortable. That feeling you get right when you walk in and all the clothes, it's almost like a big closet was my goal.
So a lot of our clients and a lot of us in general are super busy, right? We have a lot going on. We've got kids and work and being able to find the perfect outfit that makes us feel good and quick. Like I want to go in my wardrobe and I pick out something super cute that I love, I gravitate toward, and designing somebody's outfit or wardrobe to fit their lifestyle. Like how do you even begin to do that?
So it depends. Sometimes people come in person or they'll DM and I really just ask a few questions. Just, I kind of want to know about you, your lifestyle. It's obviously really catered to the specific client, depending on their lifestyle. But if someone's really like, I'm a mom, I need really easy outfits I can just throw on, go, I'm super busy, I always kind of opt for, okay, like, what do they really feel comfortable in? If it's cottons, like easy cotton dresses, maybe a little bit longer so you feel like you can kind of run around with your kids in them. Or matching sets are really easy because there's no thought. You can just put it on, maybe throw a few cute accessories, and you're kind of ready to go for your day. So really just depends on the client, but I always start by like, tell me about you, your style, like right now, what you're kind of looking for, what you do on your day to day. I mean, sometimes people too, it's, they're like, I am going to get coffee and I want a cute outfit. Just the little things where you want to feel dressed and cute for your day. So it's really catered.
How does like, how does somebody figure out what their style is, right? Like, I feel like, I mean, how do you even identify that?
I say by trying a ton of things on. Sometimes it's hard to know what you really like unless you try. I'll have some clients come in and they're like, pick everything for me. And I'll pick everything. And it's so much fun because you can try on so many different styles. Maybe things that you come into a store and you're like, oh, I don't think I'd ever actually wear that. You never know until it's actually on the body. Once you build the relationship with someone, you know right then and there like what they like, what's easy.
I love it. It's the ability to feel comfortable, something that's easy so that it's fast.
Yeah.
You always look your best, and self-confidence and just being able to feel good is so important. I love what you're doing to like help women. It's very inspiring. Thanks. And your entrepreneurial journey of how you started your business and what motivated you and living out your life, like your purpose and finding that soul in what you're doing. Summer travel right now. A lot of people are traveling, myself included, and trying to pick out those key pieces that we can easily pack while we're on the go, at the same time look great and low feel effort. Put together with low effort. Yeah.
I'd say it just depends, obviously, if you're a pant person, a dress person, but I always say the easiest things are going to be cotton dresses. Mm-hmm. You can style around them with jewelry, scarves, I mean, bags, sunglasses. So I'd always tell people, wherever you're going, even if it's Italy or somewhere really tropical, a cotton dress, mini, long, really easy. That's probably my go-to pick. I think people are always looking for, like you said, that low effort, easy to just throw on kind of dress that looks like you styled it, but you didn't do a thing.
Yeah.
I always say our dresses, they're so easy and there's so many different styles that you can choose from. And accessorizing around that, you could wear a white plain dress and style a scarf around the waist or in your hair around your neck. Throw on some fun bangles or statement earrings and a bag and sunglasses and you're kind of ready to go. Those dresses, those matching sets, and you can mix and match them too. My biggest thing with packing for a trip is to have a rack, like your own rack at home. Put everything on it. That's my biggest key because then you can see everything laid out and you can actually try it on and be like, oh my gosh, wait, this is so cute. But I feel like it's missing a little statement scarf.
Putting out a little wardrobe or putting something out in your room can put everything together and visualize what you're going to wear on that particular trip. Or how an outfit's going to look together, right? You can imagine, oh, I'm going to feel so good in this.
This is great.
And it's all started with just creating that little, that visual hack of putting everything out on a wardrobe, right? So you can see it before you're leaving for your trip.
Makes all the difference.
Tell me about how you do time management. Like, how do you manage your time so that you can fit all these things in?
So with time management, as simple as this sounds, I downloaded an app called Notion Calendar. It's my favorite thing ever. It's like changed my life with listing everything out. And same with little tasks. So I time management by always planning ahead on the Sunday, what I'm wearing. Most of the time I plan like a 4 or 5 outfits, clothes, and for working out and everything else.
Okay.
Always planning it on a Sunday. I just feel like then when the day comes, I'm not stressed because I know all the things I have to do. So I just say it's really about planning. Figuring out how long things actually take you to do them to feel fulfilled at the end of the day. I want to get all those things done.
Being really organized and being intentional with how you time or where you spend your time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a hard thing for people or people that haven't come in yet that say, I really need to start working out, but how do I do it? And my advice is put it in your calendar and sign up ahead of time.
That's
because there's that accountability.
Sometimes you need that push and I'm having that push from you guys because it's like, I need to go. I need to show up.
Yeah. And I feel like of course, if you're trying to get physical fitness into your life, just scheduling your workout a week in advance.
Yeah.
And if it's a group class or group session somewhere, get that on your schedule and build that accountability so that you're actually showing up.
Yeah. And that way you go, you feel good after too. I think it's about that feeling that we always keep the confidence and just getting yourself to go. I feel like mantra and having the right pieces that you love to wear clothing wise, athleisure and everything is about showing up, going, and then it builds that confidence, which is so nice.
And the idea too, where you can work out and you feel so good physically, you feel great because you're so much stronger. Workout clothes all day, but now I want to go and transition into something that maybe would be a great key piece for me to wear out to a luncheon. I want to go to dinner with a friend or girlfriends, just being able to feel so good.
I always feel so much better when I'm in a cute outfit, I'm ready to go.
Feeling good in what you're I feel like it all falls into place. Tell me about like key pieces.
So always when they walk in, we're very like, great, whatever. A lot of people usually when they come in and they want help with building a wardrobe or looking for something specific, one great pair of jeans that you can wear with everything, or you don't feel like you have a ton of cool white or black blouses, just really capsule pieces. And even with capsule pieces, they can still be colorful and have maybe a fun print, but more classic design to buy.
What are the 5 main pieces to buy?
I would say a great pair of jeans. It could even be something that makes your jeans a little bit different. We've been really investing in jeans. They're from a brand called Still Here. They have a buckle or a string. Classic denim just elevates it a little bit to be a little bit different. Or a white blouse. That's always my favorite thing to style back with. Tons of different fun pants is a white blouse. Always opt for, instead of like a basic tee, which is great to have, something maybe more fun, like an organza, like a sheer kind of piece or something with a little bit of fun detail. Love cotton dresses. So really any cotton dress, you'll wear it all summer. I think everyone should add a fun print. Like a printed pant is always probably my favorite go-to. So just easy to style around. White tee, blouse, anything really. And then
I like classic denim. I feel like that's always a good one. Like,
and because it's so important. And I feel like being open to the idea of tailoring is huge. It's even like jeans, little fixes and stuff where you feel like, you know, I could wear these 5 years from now is all getting things tailored to you.
Invest in a little bit of tailoring.
Yeah. Take it to a tailor and I promise it'll change everything. We carry 3 different brands. I love them all. I have jeans from every single one of them and I wear them often. Silver Lake Denim, Still Here Denim, and Outland Denim are the jeans we carry. I love all of them. I've tailored all of them. So I think when you put something on and you love it and you're like, this could be great, but I have to do this or I have to do that. So I love all the jeans. They're comfortable. They have a great fit. But once they were tailored to me specifically, it like made all the difference, I would say.
So tell me how you go about like picking the pieces that you style people for.
So it's always interesting. I love to talk to people on the phone. I think that helps so much getting to know someone. Always ask lots of questions. Sometimes people will send me a picture of themselves and that really helps me visualize.
That's really neat how you can do that.
It's fun. It's really fun. But always the biggest thing I think is seeing it visually on versus just seeing it on a hanger or in a photo. It's easier to really see it, see someone walking in it.
You can see people in outfits and stylize them. When did you first notice you had like a talent to do that? Because it's really a talent.
Sometimes I feel like it was just always something it just came natural. You figure it out. And so I guess it just kind of came naturally. And then always going shopping with my mom, you know, I'd hear kind of things she would say.
I find it overwhelming sometimes to go into Saks. I remember going into Macy's in New York
City,
and I was like, I think 14 the first time I went there. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was so excited to go to Macy's. But then once I got there, I was like, what do I do with all these things? I felt I was paralyzed. I could not like pick out things and put outfits together. That's why I love boutiques is that there's, you know, when you find a boutique owner who really leads with passion and brings in key pieces, there's a real value to that.
Your life's so much easier to have someone who's like, okay, she knows my taste. She knows what I like.
Once you get to know somebody and you can trust them that they're leading with their heart and they're not just trying to sell you something.
Exactly.
I actually trust this person and they're going to put me in something that really makes me feel good, that it's not like put me in an outfit and I'm going to look like a clown the next day and then never come back.
Yeah. You never want anyone to feel that way. So, I mean, it's amazing. Just seeing people like light up when they have something on that they really love it's nice. It's great.
It's the same way with Mantra. Of course I love it. We're always very authentic and we're really there to help people. Like, I love that you want to help people too, because when it comes from the heart, it is meaningful. And that's where you can impact change.
Because it's real.
It's real.
Authentic. And you love it. And you want other people to love it and feel good about themselves, how it makes you feel.
Yep.
And that's why I love Mantra. I love to go. Like, after, it's the best feeling. I'm so happy I went this morning. Feel good. And what I like about it is I don't, you know, there's sometimes every workout's great, but there's some, you know, that you do that, like, for me,
and you feel better.
It's so simple, but it's the most important thing. So
it's just feeling good in our own skin and it creates confidence. I think the workout itself and the method really evolved, and calling it the Mantra method now is about feeling good in our physical body, but feeling really good in our emotional state and in our mental state and trying to bring all those together. It's not just our beautiful body. Of course, we want that. We all want more. We want to go deeper.
It's great. It's like, it's such a good workout. My dad does Pilates, so, and he loves it.
Yeah.
And it's so good for you. It's getting guys to be open, you know, to trying it and to trying Mantra, because it's same with clothes. It's the same thing. It's, you're kind of afraid, whatever everybody else kind of thinks. Instead, just trying to be open.
And focused on what you're doing in your body and bringing awareness into where you're feeling it.
And those little movements.
And those movements.
You have to really focus. That's something I've really learned with doing it and stuff, because they're smaller movements. And if you're not focused, I mean, it's hard. It's hard.
Focus, it goes from personal life and our work life, right? Being able to focus and getting that mental strength so that we can be more resilient. You just got back from St. Bart's. So you were doing your traveling on your own.
Yes.
a little outfit idea or something that would be like a nice key piece that where you were, if you were going on vacation, because I find sometimes if I'm on vacation, I want to pack something, but I also want to accessorize with the culture that I'm going to.
Yep.
So my last trip to Bali, for example, I could wear like a white linen dress, but then I could maybe go to the local market and put like a little cute bag on my arm.
Like you said, the white linen dress is such a good style and piece that you'll wear forever, but to style around, like you said, with a bag, I always opt for like a scarf because you can find so many cool scarves and fabrics and places in Europe and stuff. And so my biggest suggestion I would say is to pick a piece that you know you'll keep in your closet forever. Always a linen dress, whether it's maxi, more mini, has sleeves, whatever it is. I always say linen. I know you have to steam it, but it just always looks classic.
What about like preserving the color? If it's okay. How do you keep it white versus getting that yellow?
I always carry a shout wipe. So like if you stain something, that way it doesn't turn yellow, shout wipe it right away. I feel like they really work. But I dry clean anything that's white and linen because I'm afraid to ruin it myself. So I dry clean. I wear pieces too, like a few times before I ever do that. So it's really about just taking care of it. So I always steam my pieces after I wear it just to keep it nice and pretty. And then when I need to, after wearing it a few times, then I take it to a dry cleaner. And I feel like it always stays nice. I think the mistake is throwing it in the washer.
So just dry cleaning.
Dry clean it. Yeah. And you can wear it. I mean, really, if you don't feel like you get sweaty in it, you can wear it a few times. I don't feel like there's any issue with that. A lot of people do that with their linen shirts, guys, and that kind of thing.
Okay, so you have the outfit. What about wearing shoes?
Okay.
Especially when you're traveling and you have to, you're packing for comfort, right? But also looking for to be able to go into the evening.
I think a great option, if you're going somewhere like Europe where you're really walking around and need something that's going to be comfortable for the day and tonight, like an early dinner, I always opt for a fun, fashionable pair of sneakers. They look great with dresses and little matching sets and a lot of pieces in our closet already. Just opting for a fashionable pair. I mean, I love ballet flats. I think are so much fun to style around.
Oh, I like the idea of ballet. I'm excited to get you to stylize.
I'm so excited.
And I'm happy for people to be able to experience it and what you've built.
It's kind of all I do every day. Bring value and help people out. And it's
almost just
from
you enjoy what you do.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think for women, entrepreneurs and their people that are journeying in and starting their own business and trying to make it all happen, which could be motherhood plus working. It's important to be able to love when you do work, to feel love and passion for what you're doing.
Fun. Yeah. It becomes like your everyday and it's not really like work anymore. You know, you enjoy doing it.
Like, find that whatever it is in us that just lights us on fire.
Yeah.
So that we can, you know, show up every day and be feel our best.
Good.
I'm just so excited for people to feel good about themselves. It just feeds my soul.